Sergeant Betsy Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association. Betsy, thanks for being with us. It's a clown
show. Hey, thanks
for
having me.
It's a clown show you got going on in New York City. What do you think about Bragg? I showed the clip earlier on TV. Tucker Carlson had it. Gentleman defending fending for his life gets shot by a criminal, takes his gun, shoots him back, and he wakes up in a bed in Bellevue Hospital in handcuffs, chained to the bed, being charged with attempted murder of somebody who was robbing cars, who shot him four times. He wrestles the gun away, shoots him back so he can save his life, and he's handcuffed. What the hell is going on in there?
Well, let's remember that Alvin Bragg, was supported by Color of Change. That organization, of course, is a George Soros organization. And Alvin Bragg has now downgraded 52% of the felonies presented to his office by the NYPD and other law enforcement organizations. So in the meantime, overall crime is up nearly 30%, robberies up over 40%, or I'm sorry, over 30%. Transportation crime is up 50% just in the past year, and New Yorkers live on public transportation. So Alvin Bragg, he ran on criminal justice reform, and this is what we are seeing. This is what people voted for, criminal justice reform. In the meantime, he is wasting a huge amount of law enforcement resources on not just today's events, but in investigating Donald Trump and trying to turn this case that really the statute of limitations is up into some sort of local or federal felony. People should be angry because for every cop that is along this 4-mile motorcade from Trump Tower to the courthouse is another cop that is not out on the beat preventing crime, taking people into custody, taking reports, and in the meantime, New York becomes more and more violent.
It's incredible. I mean, you can't walk down the street there, right? You can't park your car. You can't sit in your car. You know what it reminds me of? Because I lived there for a long time when I worked there back after I got out of the training racehorses. I worked for a business school there. But you know what it reminds me? I used to take my my wife and I was dating her to a show in New York. I lived in New Jersey, right? And I would take her there to a show. And waiting to get out and go through the Lincoln Tunnel. Remember they had the squeegee guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you would be sitting there waiting at the tunnel. And they had the squeegees. And they wanted like $10 or $20 to squeegee your window. And if you didn't give it to them, you took your life in your hands. Because there was a mob of them. There was no cops around. I mean, the thing was chaotic, right? I mean, it's even worse now. You can't go down the street. You can't go there.
Well, and it's sad because New York City used to be the safest big city in America. And, you know, they had horrible crime problems in the 90s. You know, that's in the late 80s, early 90s. That's what you're talking about. And then it got cleaned up through broken windows policing, through extraordinary efforts by the NYPD, by the Manhattan Prosecutor's Office, and, of course, by the mayor. But now, with the installation of Alvin Bragg, and of course you also have a mayor, Eric Adams, who is more concerned about going to A-list celebrity events and wearing expensive suits and Instagramming pictures of him out partying. This is what the people of New York are living with. So we've already got 4,000 police officers short in the NYPD and all of these resources expended on, again, not only what is happening today, but what, you know, this investigation in the past and then moving forward trying to make this case. Remember, today is just an arraignment. It's not a trial. And so they have got, you know, Alvin Bragg's got to prove this case. And again, for every minute he is spending doing that in his offices, real crimes are not being prosecuted, which is exactly what he ran on.
Well, look, I mean, and that's what Soros wants is chaos, right? This is all about chaos in the streets, and they want to bring the country down. In order to do that, you know, you just have to have chaos, no law and order. People won't go out until finally you can turn to another form of government, which is going to be the communists. With everything going, look, Trump is a Florida resident. He had to come up there. This is all asinine. New York City cops, rank and file police. How do you think they feel about this?
I would guess that they, and I've talked to several that have said they're tired of being used in this manner. It goes beyond that. They are tired of having to worry about being prosecuted. They are tired of having to go arrest violent felons, and that violent felon is back out on the street before they've even finished their report. They are exhausted. They are weary. You know, days off are constantly canceled. And now everybody had to show up in uniform, and now they've got to protect the motor, you know, help the Secret Service, protect the president. They got to protect Trump Tower, the courthouse. They've got to deal with protesters on both sides. They're tired. And this is why they are fleeing, either leaving the profession or they're going to other places like Florida and Arizona and Wyoming, where they're more appreciated.
Betsy Smith with us, spokesperson for the National Police Association. Betsy, I guess one of the things that we can't understand, if you live there and now you vote for these jokers, right, these communists like Bragg, you vote for them and they win. And then they destroy your city and you cannot walk outside. You can't park your car. You can't go to a show. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't do anything. You're stepping over human waste. Windows are broken. Carjackings all over the place. It's a nightmare. Why do they continue to vote for the people that make them live in squalor?
Well, remember, New York has notoriously low voter turnout. And so I think most people that this high crime affects are people who can't leave. So what happens? You know, people who can leave, they move. They go to Florida. They go to New Jersey. The people who are there are the people who need law and order, who need the police the most, and they are stuck. And you're right. It is absolutely unfortunate. And if I would encourage people in New York, if you're sick of seeing this and you're sick of the crime and the filth and the homelessness that you're seeing, that you need to pay attention. You need to vote. You need to get involved locally and support your local political candidates and put pressure on your police leaders and on the Manhattan DA's office and say, we're not going to take it anymore. We deserve to live safely. You know, here's the thing. People who do not feel safe are not free. Do you think people in New York City feel free? I visit there. I certainly don't feel safe, nor do I feel free when I go there, and I can't wait to leave.
Well, you can't. You can't wait to get out of there. It's so disgusting. And this is what they did. Whenever the communists get in, they just destroy everything. They turn it into a rat cesspool of horror show. And they're doing it again here. But now, you know, we've stepped over the bar and into the abyss, which is basically going after weaponizing every agency of government to go after the political enemies of the communists, and we're just standing around. And you know, you got Marjorie Taylor Greene up there protesting. Let me just say something out. You know, all the media is there, all the fake news, they're all egging on some kind of disturbance. That's what they want. They want a disturbance. You can say, oh, there we go, J6 all over again. Trump called for it. Lock them all up. Put them all in the gulag. Here we are again. So I just urge everybody, you know, be peaceful. Just whatever you do, be peaceful. Somebody eggs you on, it's probably an infiltrator. It's probably an informant. Walk away. Don't get involved in it, because this is what they want. They are going to egg you on. They're going to entice some kind of altercation here so that, you know, they can show it on all the news and somebody in a, you know, somebody in a fake MAGA hat. You know, we've been there, done that. Let's not fall in this trap again. Just be peaceful. Somebody, you know, gets in your face, walk away. It's the easiest thing to do, especially today. That would be my strict advice to anybody. Certainly what I would do if I was there. Betsy Smith with us, Sergeant Betsy Smith, spokesperson, National Police Association. Betsy, I'm going to get to the phone lines here. Before I get to James in Georgia, big mayor's race today in Chicago. You got same thing. You got one candidate, business guy, says law and order, I'm going to clean up the streets. Another guy saying, well, no, we need to decriminalize everything and, you know, there needs to be reparations or whatever he's saying. And it's, you know, we need, you know, shoplifting's okay. Whatever is their crazy mantra is, cops there are pissed. I understand that if the communist wins, there's going to be a major walkout there. What's your take on that?
Well, I was a suburban Chicago cop for 29 years, and my current department right now, who are they hiring? Not young people out of college. They're hiring Chicago cops to come to the suburbs. And I think you are going to continue to see a mass exodus of the Chicago Police Department, depending on who wins the mayoral race. You know, people in Chicago said no to Lori Lightfoot. They said no to her horrible policies. They said, you know, no to her vilification of the Chicago Police Department. But who, no matter who wins today, we still have the problem in Chicago of another Soros-installed prosecutor, Kim Fox, who is doing the same thing that Alvin Bragg is doing, and that is downgrading felonies. We had last year, we had a gun battle between two street gangs filmed on video, and the prosecutor wouldn't charge anyone with a crime because she said, well, it's mutual combatants. So again, as the people of the city of Chicago are wallowing in crime and drug overdoses and homelessness and being ruled by street gangs, what is the prosecutor's office doing? Very, very little. So I hope that the people of Chicago speak today and decide to say no to crime, no to the street gangs, whoever they might elect today.
Well, there's only two choices. And, you know, obviously the businessman there has run on a law and order platform against basically the radical communist. And, you know, the polls are tied, which, again, it goes to show you it's like the you know, this guy, Brandon, whatever his name is, ought to be losing by 30 points. This thing is going to be close. We'll see what turns out. Let's get the phone lines. James, Georgia, you're on with John and Betsy Smith. James, go ahead.
John, I just wanted to get to you to tell you something that I've seen after the 2020 election, the day after, and I hadn't seen it since. But with the mail-in ballots, they have got the U.S. mail system trucking the mail ballots in all across state. I got up after the day after election, and it was on the local news here and out of Atlanta. They took a feed out of Atlanta. This truck driver for the U.S. Mail out of New York, he was telling his story. He went to one of the stations in Atlanta to what he seen, and he had his phone full of proof. They told him, you know, this is from out of New York, to take this trailer to Atlanta. And this is before the election now, the 2020 election. And don't bother going into the back. Well, he said he was curious when he was supposed to take the trailer to a certain Walmart parking lot in Atlanta. When he did, he went back there and opened it up. And it was full of boxes. He opened up one of the boxes. It was full of ballots. And he says, and he showed it. He showed the whole box was printed out for Biden. And them ballots was put out here in Georgia, that's why they it's not ballot harvesting. They get them printed up and send them out through from New York to different states that need it, like what they needed here in Georgia. And I said, well, when this gets out, they'll overturn the election. But I never seen it again. They got it covered up, done away with, hadn't heard anything else.
James, those are the ballots. Those are the 30,000 ballots that there was 8 affidavits on saying that they were fake and ran through a copy machine. I don't know how they got there, but those are likely it. They're sitting in a warehouse in Atlanta. There's been multiple lawsuits trying to do a forensic audit. When they finally get one, if ever, you're going to see that like 8 witnesses have said, you being one of them, I guess you'd be 9, although you didn't do an affidavit, that these are fake ballots. They were run through a copy machine, and there's up to 30,000 of them sitting in a warehouse in Austell, Georgia, somewhere in South Atlanta area. So will we ever get to the bottom of it? Probably not. But those were the fake ballots that we've been covering now for 3 years, and we still can't get a forensic audit. The reason we can't get a forensic audit is because if we do, it's going to prove that these ballots, like the ones you're alleging, got run through a copy machine, and they were stuffed into the scanners. And if you do the analysis, you're going to find that they're fake. But they won't do the analysis because then all hell breaks loose. So we're on the same page on that one. And that very well, James, might be the genesis of where those fake ballots came from. And I thank you for the call. I thank Betsy Smith for being on today as well. Thank you, Betsy. Appreciate it.